Welcome in to the first episode of the Binge Buzz for the 2020-2021 girls basketball season. I am your host, Zion Brown, and I am ecstatic to bring back Coach Dan Binge for the interview. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, so I'll start off just like we talked in the offseason about you coming back and what led you to return to Ben Davis as the head coach here. But what was it like to actually, you know, come back, actually start practicing and working out once the school year started? Because I know COVID was a difficult time to reach out to players.
It has been difficult, and I love being back at Ben Davis. The players are great, not only as players, but as human beings, and it's enjoyable working with them. That part has been, I've been ecstatic with that. Now, the negative is the COVID situation and players getting quarantined and the lack of practice time and trying to make adjustments and so forth. But as far as the players, they're doing everything they possibly can, not only to have a season, but to have a successful season.
And so just how rough is it trying to navigate through COVID where you really don't know, you know, what could happen next with your team or an opponent or whatnot? How do you try to manage that, not knowing, you know, what the next game or what the next day could hold?
You're right. And we have to take it day by day, play by play. We were able to have the scrimmage last Thursday, but we've already got one of our games has been moved. The Mooresville game is not going to be on that Tuesday. And it's been extremely difficult. And being a new coach and meeting the players in a new system, it's just extremely difficult to get things where they need to be. And, you know, I won't be satisfied till we reach the upper level. And right now we're not near it, but boy, we're working to get there.
And one step that you've kind of taken to try to get there is you've brought in some more alums that you coached that are now a part of your coaching staff, maybe part-time or full-time. Talk about some of those ladies you brought back and what they're doing for your team now prior to the beginning of the season.
Well, one of the most famous alums, Shari Eli Gash, is a volunteer assistant. She just got a new job with Nike and is going to have to be leaving us at the end of January, but she's providing some invaluable information to the girls, the post players, and that kind of thing. And then Portia Green didn't go here, but I had coached against her, and she's played overseas for 10 years and provides a lot of added information. Now, other than that, we have pretty much the same staff we have last year. Derek Goss has helped me in the transition, and then Cheryl and Daryl Newsom, and then Coach Wilburn has also with us again.
And what was that process like, you know, trying to get some of those so great former players back while also trying to decipher, you know, who to keep and try to bring back some of those others you just mentioned that are staying on the staff from the Coach Lentz era?
Right. We had a lot of people inquire about the assistant positions, which I was happy. But I wanted people who were enthusiastic, and then I also wanted people that was on Coach Lentz's staff to help provide some continuity with this year's group.
And, of course, Ron Colley last year, you were the coach there, and they played this Giants team twice. So you got a good look of what BD had, the players, and kind of how they play. So systematically, schematically, what are you trying to change this year? What things will we see more from Ben Davis, and what things maybe will we see less from the Lady Giants?
Right. Coach Lentz did a lot of the same things that I would do. The only thing is, ours is going to be amped up even more. We're going to put even more pressure on the ball. We're going to pressure even more. We're going to fast break and run even more than what they did in the past. It's not like they hadn't done it in the past, but we're going to do it even more. We're going to go to our bench. We're going to have a lot of depth and go at it, because what we're missing off last year's team is an Indiana All-Star that graduated last year. So that provided a lot of playmaking and experience for last year's group.
And yeah, you just referenced Kira Goss. That was kind of leading into my next point, as in you do have depth and a lot of young talent, but how do you try to manage coaching a team that prior to the season right now, there's no definitive number one option as far as scoring goes?
Right. And we're going to have to score. Well, we're going to have to play the right system. We're going to have to do everything right. We've got some kids that can score the ball, but we've got to understand and make good decisions on what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. And that's a process that we're working through right now.
And earlier you mentioned the scrimmage you had last week. What did you take away from your team based off that scrimmage?
We have a lot of work to do, and we don't do very good in a zone defense. That was a quarter we got killed in when we tried to zone them a little bit. But other than that, it was pretty competitive. But I could see a lot more, and it helped me evaluate the players to a further extent. And also how we did against somebody else, and it was nice to see. So it was a valuable experience for us. We needed it.
And you just mentioned how you didn't do great against his own using his own defense. Excuse me. So is that something where you're going to work with that more, or just end up playing more man to man than you thought you would?
Oh, not more than I thought we would. I knew we were going to play a lot of man, but we're going to put a lot of pressure on the ball, and we don't do a good job in a zone. So therefore, we never have to use it if we don't want.
And then also, this week is obviously the start of the season, so. First game is in the morning at 10 against Fishers. What's your breakdown of the Lady Tiger squad?
Well, they're one of the top teams in the state. I just saw, you know, they'll be ranked in the top five in the state, and they've got all their perimeter players back. They're an extremely good team. Our first three games of the year against top 10 teams in the state. So, and not only that, but experienced teams. And so, you know, we've got our work cut out, but we've got to look at it as a process to get there. So if we can start off good, that would be great. But if we can't, we know that we're just going to keep getting better as the season progresses.
And how do you plan to – what's the game plan against them? What do you think you could maybe try to expose and able to stay in that game and to beat Fishers in the morning?
Well – We're going to run our system. We're not going to be able just to scout opponents here the first couple of three games very much, because we won't have that much film on them or anything. So we're going to try to do what we've been working on and make teams have to prepare for us later on. But right now, like I said, it's going to be very difficult, and I hope the fans out there and everybody involved stay positive with this group, because I think eventually they're great players, they're great people, that eventually we're going to get there.
And then the evening game is against HSC, who had the best player in the state a year ago, Sydney Parrish. She's no longer there, but they still have a very good roster with HSC.
Right. I mean, they're always going to be good. They have a good school, a good coach up there. So they're going to be good. They're going to start off preseason number 10 or in the top 10, but I don't know what they've got, because Parrish was so much a part of that team, and they lost another good shooter off that team from last year too.
So how difficult is it, especially in a time where, you know, practices and workouts may have been limited or may have been delayed to be not as soon as you thought they could be? So how difficult will it be in these first few weeks for your team to play and to just evaluate other teams with just totally new rosters out there?
Yeah, it'll be difficult. Now, luckily, after our first three games, we have a little bit of time where we can get some practice time in, and we'll know exactly where we are. But we're going to be playing a lot of players, giving a look at a lot of people. And then, like I said, you know, we can't be too concerned about other teams right now. And then hopefully as we go along, we'll be able to do that later in the season.
And then finally here, just going into the season as it starts this week, what is the main thing you're most excited about coming back with this team right now? What are you looking forward to this season?
Well, I'm looking forward to, they're all competitors, and they have a great work ethic, and they have a lot of physical ability, and so they're trying to do the right things. But when you first start trying to do the right things, they're not necessarily getting paid off by points. So eventually we get there. I just hope they stay within themselves and keep working on the process to get better and don't get discouraged.
All right. Thank you, Coach Benj, and welcome back.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.